League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
All right, let's go to the phone lines. The one and only DeMarcus Beasley. Four World Cups for him. He joins us now. DeMarcus, thanks for coming on the show.
No problem. Thanks for having me, Glenn. Appreciate it.
Yeah, it's good to talk to you. I'm excited to do this interview, and I know the listeners are as well. I guess the first thing is just kind of as the season's winding down and you know, you've committed to retiring, is there a lot of emotion flowing through you? Because I'd have to think so after this remarkable career.
Yeah, a little bit. You know, obviously, you know, it's you can't hide the fact that, you know, it could be, you know, literally a month left, six games, you know, to go, you know, to finish my career. Now, I'll never put on boots again and play in a professional match. So, yeah, there's a lot of emotions going through my head. Not as much as you would think. But at the same time, yeah, I'll have little moments where, you know, I'll reminisce about some things, and, you know, it'll hit me that, oh, man, I literally have, you know, six more games, and that's it. Like, I'll never do this again, you know, for the rest of my life. So, in different moments, you know, it does hit me, but at the same time, right now, I'm still concentrated on the job at hand, and, you know, just trying to, you know, get the first win in a very long time.
Four World Cups for DeMarcus, and you've heard me talk many times on this show about just the interesting nature of his career. So many different leagues you played in. I know you enjoyed playing in Puebla. I remember you telling me in an interview that you went down there because you wanted to put yourself in sort of the Liga MX style of play.
Right. You know, throughout my career, I've always wanted to play in that type of league where the focus is, you know, it's football. You know, the ball's on the ground. You know, you combine. You know, you got fascinating players, you know, as far as attacking-wise. And, you know, that's, you know, the football I always thought that suited my style, you know, when I left PSV. So, you know, whether that be in Spain or in Portugal or in Mexico or wherever, I always wanted that type, a style of football, that type of league. And it just so happened that, you know, the La Liga was the opportunity that I had, and, you know, I took it with both hands and I ran with it. So I think it was a good fit for both for them and for myself as well.
DeMarcus, I did hear you kind of allude to the fact that you feel physically you could continue to play. I mean, is it 100% you're done, or, you know, is there a small percentage in there that one morning you might wake up and say, we're not trying to start rumors here, but you might wake up one morning and go, you know what, I want another year of this.
I don't think so. I would say 99.9%. This is it. I mean, obviously, you know, you never say never in anything, especially with, you know, athletes retiring and, you know, and most that feel, you know, most that, you know, can go out on their own terms. You know, it's one thing to, you know, have the bad luck with injuries or something else that happened in someone's life or, you know, outside of football, soccer, sorry, that, you know, that happened. But, you know, the ones that can retire on their own merit. And so I'm sure those guys, you know, physically they feel fine. And I'm the same way. Physically, yes, 100%, I can play another season. I feel, you know, that I kept my body in pretty good shape, you know, and obviously the things that I do off the field, has helped me, you know, keep my career at the highest level as I can make it. And mentally, I'm ready for something else. I'm ready to try, you know, to put my heart and soul into something else.
DeMarcus, what is it you do off the field? Because, look, I mean, obviously there's some genetics at play here as well, right? But I mean, obviously, you take care of yourself and do some pretty unique things. I mean, you're still a very flexible man. You still have the lungs to get up and down. This is not normal. You know, you're not playing as a center back. You're not playing as a goalkeeper. You're playing as an outside back, which is one of the most physically demanding positions in the game. So what is it you do? I mean, can you share the secrets? Is there a special water at the Beasley house?
No, it's a special juice. I'm kidding. I'm only kidding.
Something you got in Jamaica, probably.
Yeah, right. I just try to make one. No, I'm kidding. No, but for me, you know, I always say everyone's different. You know, like you mentioned, everyone's body is different. You know, so for me, you know, I try to do the things that work, you know, for me and how to get me, you know, close to, you know, 100% as I can. I mean, no athlete plays at 100% in literally almost any sport. No one does. But you try to get as close to 100% as you can. But for me, a big thing that works for me is rest. And I mean, like, literally putting up your feet, you know, and resting. Not resting as you're, you know, on your feet, maybe going to dinner and you know, walking through the plaza, walking through the mall. I mean, yeah, you're off and you're not doing anything physically, you know, demanding, but, you know, you're still on your feet. So for me, literally after the game, just putting my feet up, you know, resting, you know. I have a couple of different devices that I use. You know, I have two different masseuses that I use, you know, to keep my body in shape. And then literally any kind of muscle tightness, any kind of twinge, anything, you know, I call them and, you know, they come to my house and, you know, they work on me for 2-3 hours, you know. So, I mean, I do things, you know, when you get old, you can't really take a day off. There's very rarely days where I take the whole day off and I literally don't do anything. So on days off, I'm still doing something, whether that's stretching, whether that's doing my correctives, you know, to keep, you know, my glutes, my hips and kind of that, you know, oily formation where it doesn't get so stiff, so I'm still ready for training the next day that comes along. So those are the little things, you know, that I do to keep. But for me, the most important thing is rest for one. But yeah, my masseuse have kept me, you know, playing these last, you know, 3 years.
Do you think we've not embraced the use of massage as much as we should in this country when it comes to the sport of soccer?
I mean, yes and no. I mean, I think, you know, some clubs, you know, I think take more initiative to do those sorts of things, you know. But at the same time, I'm an older player. You know, I know what my body needs to play. And, you know, even when Wilma was a coach, you know, we had a conversation. I told him, I was like, sometimes if I come off the training field, if I come off, you know, a game for a tight hamstring or something, you know, you won't see me in the training room. You know, but you have to trust me that I'm getting, you know, treatment, you know, at my house and you know, and doing the right things so I can play, you know, in the next games. And, you know, truth be told, you know, these last, you know, 3-4 years, I haven't had very many muscle injuries that's kept me out of games. I've always been pretty fit, and, you know, I owe a lot to them. And, but yeah, when you get older, you have to trust your body, listen to your body. That's another important thing. And, you know, I have a lot of people that, you know, take care of me. And, you know, I invest in my body, you know. I invest in that. I mean, we only have one career. So you want to try to, you know, maximize every, you know, avenue you can to make sure you can, like I said, you know, play close to 100% as you can. And with that, I need, you know, extra time. And I have that with the people that I work with as far as things that they do.
DeMarcus Beasley, PSV, Manchester City, Rangers, Hanover 96, Puebla, Houston Dynamo, Chicago Fire. You talked about rest, and now I want to ask you, and I'm very interested to hear your answer on this. I get the physical rest. You got the feet up. Now, what about the mental rest? Now, when you have your feet up, are you thinking about soccer, or are you able to rest your brain as well? And how important is the mental rest as well?
Yeah, it's very important. You know, for me, you know, football is played with your head. You know, it's played in with your brain. You know, I'm sure everyone's heard the quote. You know, I think it was Pirlo that said it. You know, football is played with your brain. Your feet are only the tools that help you, you know, do the things you need to do on the field. But football is played upstairs. And I've always thought that and agreed with that thought. So mental rest is a very important part and component with soccer. And you know, for me, to be honest, it depends. You know, if we win, you know, it might be a little bit less mentally, you know, draining, and you know what I'm thinking about the game. But you know, if we lose, yeah, it's, you know, even in training, you know, I don't speak. You know, I'm not a very nice person when I lose. And you know, anyone can tell you that that's played with me. I'll joke and have fun with the team and this and that. But as soon as, you know, I'm a sore loser. I'm a bad loser. I'm a very sore loser. You know, I have my emotions on the field are very different. So mentally, it's difficult. You know, to turn off that button when you're at home and you want to just relax and try to get away from the game, but. You know that this didn't go well. You have ideas about this. You thought this could have been better. You thought that could have been better. And you know, so you critique your own game. You critique, you know, the team. You critique everything that happens in a game. You know, whether you win or lose, but you still, you know, try to find ways that you can get better. You try to find ways that you can help the team in different ways as far as how you play and how you think on the field. So all that goes into account, you know, watching the game, obviously, you know, I always watch the games back, you know, the games that we play, just to see if I, you know, in the game, if I play, if I don't, if I miss something. So yeah, that part is difficult, you know. But for me, the biggest thing that helps me is, you know, is my daughter. Mm-hmm. You know, whenever I see her face, if we lose a game, win the game, you know, seeing her smiley face, you know, that helps me get through, you know, that mental block just, think about soccer and just kind of block that out. Just, you know, think about, you know, life.
So what does the future hold for you, DeMarcus? Because I've heard a number of things. You'd want to be a commentator potentially. You'd like to be in a front office. What is the future? Where do you think it's leaning at this time? Or are you just going to try a few things out? How does it work for you?
I think, you know, everything we, you know, one thing, you know, I do is somewhat trial and error, you know, because I'm a footballer, and I don't know much about anything else that I can say that's going to be my profession at the next level, you know. So for me, I'm really intrigued, interested in being in the front office, you know, in more just the soccer sense. You know, do I have the knowledge to know about marketing and how we can put more butts in the seats? Not really. You know, but do I have knowledge and you know, experience about what should go on every day as far as the connection with, you know, from, you know, the ownership down to the president, down to general manager, down to the coach, down to the players, down to the academy? Do I have ideas with that? Yes. You know, so for me, being a part of the front staff or front office and, you know, just sharing and hoping, providing and adding experience to that would be something that I'm very interested in. You know, not everything is perfect, but I think some ideas that I would like to share with people and that aspect. You know, I think it's worth hearing. And like I said, I don't have all the right answers, but it's trial and error. You know, I don't know if I'm going to be any good at that. You know, the day to day, you know, soccer operations, doing, you know, make sure everything is right as far as, you know, the production and the product on the field as far as that, and obviously make sure the players are happy and this and that. I have no idea if that's going to be something that once I really get into it, I'm going to like, but. I definitely want to, you know, try that avenue.
Four World Cups, DeMarcus Beasley. DeMarcus, does it get at you a little bit that, you know, you're already in rarefied air with four, but there was a great chance you were going to go to five. Okay, I'm going to say you were going to a fifth. The U.S. don't qualify. Is that something you think about? Because you were, I mean, there's only two or three other players that have ever played in five World Cups.
I mean, I didn't think about it until you just told me.
Okay, I'm sorry then. I didn't mean to do that then. I didn't.
I'm only kidding. Now, to be honest, I mean, yeah, it took me back, and you know, especially obviously when it just happened. You know, I remember coming back to training. You know, I didn't speak to anybody. I was hurt. I was disappointed. I was mad. I was sad. I was you know, embarrassed. Anywhere you can use, I was feeling that, you know. And people saw it, you know, and a lot of people, I mean, I don't have to mention names, but a lot of staff, you know, this coaching staff as well as some of the players reached out to me, you know, on a personal level, texted me and said, you know, we know you're down, but we need you, you know. So it was a combination of, it was a definitely a difficult time. Not just for me personally, but just as a whole. You know, I'm always going to be remembered as a part of that World Cup squad, World Cup, you know, cycle that didn't make the World Cup team. You know, regardless if I was on that field, you know, playing, starting in Trinidad, I was there. I was on the bench. I felt what everyone felt. I felt, you know, what we felt as a group. And, you know, obviously I got the you know, I felt what, you know, when we came back to America, you know, obviously the fans, the media, you know, you feel all that because you're a part of it. I was a part of that, you know. And so I've kind of put it behind me, to be honest, and I haven't thought about it as much as I probably will, you know, once I stop playing and, you know, think about, you know, what I could have done or what would have happened or if I would have done this. You know, you always want to think that, those kind of things. But it's something that at the moment, no, I haven't thought about. But, yeah, you know, it was definitely difficult, and it would have been an unbelievable achievement to, you know, play in five, just to go, you know, even if I didn't play, just to be a part of five World Cup cycles would have been, you know, would have been amazing for, you know, for me, for my family. It was something that, you know, I was thinking about as soon as, you know, Bruce called me back in to see if I wanted to play again for the national team in January, well, in December, for that January camp. And that was in the back of my mind, because the whole goal in every year is to go to the World Cup. It doesn't matter how we get there. It doesn't matter, you know, friendlies, you know, whatever. Qualifying those 10 games, that's what it is. We expect to win. We expect to be there. And the fact that we didn't get there, it crushed me. It crushed everybody, you know. So, yeah, it's definitely still a sour subject.
Onward and upward, DeMarcus. Listen, before the season's over, we'd love to have you on and continue some more discussion about DeMarcus Beasley in the future if we can, if that's all right with you, before 2019 closes its doors.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I always enjoy talking to you, but no, there's no problem.
All right, DeMarcus, thank you so much for coming on tonight, and we'll be in touch to get you on one more time, because I know the fans will love to hear from you again, and we appreciate your time tonight on Soccer Matters.
No problem. Sounds good. Speak soon.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.